Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is 1st of November, which is good because it's a new month and it's gone all cold now.
It has gone cold.
Turned like that on sixpence.
It's a special day today, isn't it?
It's a special day, not just because it's the 1st of November.
No, we've got Zippy.
We have a guest.
We've got a guest who dropped in. Zippy from Rainbow.
It's not Zippy from Rainbow.
It is Zippy.
Apparently you're Zippy.
Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Doesn't sound like Zippy.
No, but he's an actor, isn't he? An actor playing a puppet.
I'll say goodbye, like Zippy.
Okay, like that'd be good. What's the news? Kick it off.
Well, Billy Piper and David Tennant. What's going on there?
Are they K-I-S-S-I-N-G in?
I reckon they are, look at that. Certainly smiling.
They're also on the cover of the Daily Express, they're here as well, smiling. He's got an arm around her, she's got an arm around him. Are they on the cover of The Guardian?
Unfortunately, no. There's no picture of Billy Piper on the front of The Guardian today.
Would you, Billy Piper?
That's a good pun. Would you, Lodger?
Would you? Or David Tennant?
If I had to, probably would.
If you had to?
Yeah. Oh, poor Billy.
But you wouldn't choose to?
I probably would Piper if I...
So yeah, they won lots of awards at the British TV Awards. Top Gear won something, so you know, I think the whole Tricky Dicky death was a scam, so they win the award. As apparently it was Steve Irwin, because Terry got to go on. She's still wearing the khaki, even though she's at the award ceremony. She presented David Attenborough.
Dress up woman.
I know, she's either wearing widow's weeds or a lovely stylish dress.
A black bit of net.
Barbara Windsor's got her BAPS out. To be honest, I think she's a little bit too old for that.
I thought she only had one.
I think you're thinking of her character in EastEnders, not Barbara Windsor in real life. So yeah, they were the winners. And also Charlie Clements, who plays Bradley in EastEnders, got another award, which is great because I still love it.
There is a new machine that's been invented. It can see through clothes to detect weapons, but also it can detect other things, like it can see your body. yeah. It can scan your body's natural radiation. So you could use this machine to check people out, see how big their are. Before you say hello.
That's much better than the old method of just looking at them, isn't it?
But look, not very good picture.
It isn't very good, no.
It looks more like a ghost or that Turing Schrode.
Turing, you mean the man, the code breaker from the Second World War? Oh, Turing, sorry.
Turing Schrode. She said it in a funny way.
What's the news in The Guardian?
Well, the... Page 3 story is a lawyer who has been arrested, and his job is to get people off, and he's the one who's famous for getting people off. I don't mean
Mr. Loophole.
Like George Clooney in the film.
Yeah, he's got silver hair as well, and he's featured with what's her name, Caprice, is it?
What does Caprice think about it? She got it out.
She probably did it.
She's probably just gone off and got a shit face.
And his name is Nick Freeman, so there's an irony as well.
That's like Dr. Blood, isn't it?
Or those people who had the laser eye surgery and they're called Mr. and Mrs. I.
Yeah. Oh, we're Mrs. and Mrs. Pod.
Camilla, there's growing anger at Camilla. She's been outrageous. She's gone out not wearing a poppy and also wearing a slightly Asian-inspired scarf around the neck, and they're all saying she's turned Muslim.
What slag?
I think she should wear a veil, actually.
Do you think
do
so?
Do us all a favour.
Oh, poor Camilla. Well, maybe she should spend more money on makeup, because apparently British women spend £1 billion on makeup, which sounds like a lot. And then you read it, and it goes £36 a year. Per person.
Per person.
It's not that much, really.
You spend more than that.
I might do.
£1 billion.
No, more than £36 a year. We spend £4 more than the French. Where are they getting all this cheap makeup from?
Well, I mean, it depends what brand you go for. I mean, if you Rimmel or Thinky 2000.
Collection 2000, very cheap. All my good makeup's mainly gifts, though.
Mm. Well, that's nice, isn't it?
But I'll tell you what, you could spend £36. You spent more than that, because when I made you go to Benefit, you spent about £50.
I know, but I did put it as expenses.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that a costume?
Makeup for the theatre.
I have to remember that.
But the Rolling Stones cancelled a concert because, what's his face with big lips? He had a sore throat.
Mick Jagger.
One of the people, the punters, is trying to sue them.
Really? That's a bit ungenerous.
And she said, talk about no satisfaction. Pair of tickets cost £303. Travel expenses, hotel, babysitting. That's not cheap.
Hey, I'll tell you what they should say to her. Can't always get what you want, love.
Yeah. It is a bit, I mean.
It's a bit shit, but if you can't.
It's a disappointment, but yeah, maybe surely
it's better it's rescheduled and he can actually sing rather than just croaking his way through it.
Yeah. And then, you know, she could go there anyway, meet some other Rolling Stones fans, go to the pub with them, swap stories, take each other's addresses at the next concert.
Or meet up again.
Yeah, they might even fuck each other.
It's a beautiful story. Oh, there's a story here about a man who's off on sick pay. He's getting £91,000 a year for not working, and he's the union rep. Grr. So they expressed annoyed about that.
£91,000 a year for being a street
lighting engineer.
We're in the wrong job.
Wow! He works for the same council where it's revealed that last month workers painting white lines on the road can earn as much as £53,000 a year. I mean, it's quite hard to do a straight line, I imagine, but at the same time...
Yeah, you can walk straight.
I can't. I always fall off the running machine.
What have you got there, Zippy?
Well, as you said that you wouldn't get Billy Piper on the front of The Guardian, which I'm advertising as a sorry, don't read The Guardian normally, Madonna's on page 5 of The Guardian because she's going to be doing Newsnight. Kirsty Walk, that's it. She's going to be talking about her baby she's adopted in Malawi. And she's been on Oprah as well, apparently. But I wanted to just say that on the same page, there's a picture of naked Liz Taylor taken recently. And it says here, Liz Taylor is one of 14 disabled people who appear naked in a Bristol-based charity calendar challenging conventional images. So it's not the Liz Taylor.
It's
a naked Liz Taylor on a wheelchair. But it says here, it doesn't say the name of the charity, but the credits in the photo say SWNS, which I assume means something like the Society of Women Namesakes Seated. There's a naked Liz Taylor for you in a wheelchair. She's a namesake.
So, you know, she looks all right. Take the wheelchair away, put her on a stool, like that X Factor bird. You wouldn't even know.
She could be on a stool.
I think that's not... So is it on page 3, Zina?
Well, yeah. Sean Connery, which is your favourite era, Sean, if you're, you know, for Roger in, but not Roger Moore in?
I don't know. Probably that one, the older one.
So you go for him age 76?
Yeah.
I go for the young one.
The young one's not bad, actually. Oh, I'll tell you what.
I like the tash, though.
He's in Black and White as well.
The tash on that. So if you go young, but with that tash, and maybe that suit that he's got now, what would you go for?
It's got the twinkliest eyes in the old one.
Oh, but look at that. That's its dirty look.
If I had to pick a James Bond to... fraternise with, then I think Sean Connery is the one that's been in the best ones. He's not as classy as Roger Moore, who's just the greatest actor ever. But if I had to choose a Sean Connery out of the three, possibly just to go back in time, it'd be fun to be back in the 60s with him.
Mm. Well, he certainly looks like he could show you a good time there.
actually, on James Bond scene.
Yep.
Roger Moore's come out today, said, oh, he's annoyed that everyone's been knocking Daniel Craig before they've seen the new James Bond. He's probably going to be jolly nice. That's what he said.
But he's blonde and he's gay.
Everyone has been knocking him.
Hey! I think he might be quite good. I saw an advert for it.
I mean,
right.
I would knock him. You would, wouldn't you?
I've seen him in his trunks.
Would you?
Yeah. Just say I could... 6 degrees of separation. Sienna Miller's done it. He's had Jude Law.
Say that again. And follow it.
You know, chain of... The sex chain.
Yeah, the sex chain. So, how have you shagged Sean Connery?
I never said that, did I?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Sienna Miller. Jude Law. That was the connection I made.
Oh, I see. Sadie Frost, Gary Kemp.
Yes! Spandy! PC fanatics have banned the phrase politically correct because it a direct physical attack. I don't know why, but I think that's political correct. It's gone mad.
Gone mad.
They've been told, this is Kirk Lee's counter, that the term politically correct is as offensive as the Ku Klux Klan.
Brilliant.
New fact.
Kate Moss and Pete Doherty apparently did some horsing around and ended up in hospital. He had a ring stuck on his finger. And then, I've not read the rest of it, and then it ends with, we need to tell Europeans that line of coke they snort is tainted with blood.
The Express has done a spread here of how old women are and how old they dress.
Right.
So, apparently Charlotte Church dresses like she's 42, even though she's only 20. Sadie Frost, she's 41, but she dresses like a 19-year-old.
Well, that's not a great example.
It's not a great example, no. Katie Holmes dresses like a 36-year-old. She's 9 years older than she actually is. This is the scariest one. Scarlett Johansson apparently dresses like she's 39, despite being 21. Carol Vorderman dresses like a 23-year-old, even though she's 45.
She dresses like a 16-year-old.
Yeah, I would never have worn that. Liz Hurley dresses 17. Kirsten Dunst dresses like she's 65. anyway, that's what they've done. I don't know. It seems quite arbitrary to me.
How old do you dress, do you think?
I don't know. To be honest, we're wearing very similar jeans and jumper combination.
I've got a teenager's t-shirt on. Ooh. So that doesn't belong to a teenager, it belongs to me. It's not very funny. It's got a novelty kind of joke on the front.
I'll just describe it to listeners. It's like...
It says, I'm mental, me.
Yeah,
I'm mental.
I saw a good one, I can't remember what it was now, I saw a good one net downstairs. They have a lot of good slogan t-shirts,
yeah.
But I forgot what it was. It was something about Muslims, it was quite funny.
My favourite slogan t-shirt downstairs is the one that says, Hitler's World Tour, 1939-1945.
I'm a bomb technician, if you see me running.
Try and keep up.
Run after me.
Or...
That means the bomb's going to go off.
I'm a slut. Or...
My favourite novelty t-shirt I've seen lately was the one that just says something like, I'm so blogging this. It's true.
I quite like the ones with Jesus on. It's like, Jesus is coming. Look
like a shroud.
Yeah. Like the Alan Turing shroud. Kate Moss has got some pants on.
Some up.
She's wearing she's languid and she's wearing a basque on gloves and stockings. She looks lovely.
Doesn't she look lovely?
Do you think Pete likes her dress like that? I think it's a bit too classy
for him. I'd be like,
I don't know to undo it. Probably got some poppers on it.
The last time I saw Kate Moss in the paper, in person, she had like blood on her face and stuff. So
it's an improvement.
Well, yeah.
She's had a hard life.
Yeah, of course it was.
Two RAF fighter pilots shot down by the US Army would have been alive had it not been for them being shot down by the US Army. So I'm glad that got investigated. They worked that out.
I think it's only fair for me to do another showbiz story from The Guardian.
Yay!
Attempt at irony. There's another showbiz story here. There's a new film out called Saw 3. I don't know if you've seen it.
No, it's notorious though, isn't it? I haven't seen Saw 1 or 2 either.
Saw as in seesaw, or as in a saw, or as in
a saw. Well, I think a seesaw is scarier than
because they did the first, it was a good campaign they did for the first film, but have you seen Saw? And you go, oh,
and it's
seesaw.
Ups and downs. I think a seesaw is scarier than a chainsaw, really.
I like a seesaw.
As long as you don't get the bumps.
It's funny that if you get on one with someone who's a bit farther than you.
Might be nervous to go on a seesaw.
It's never happened to me, though.
So what about the film Saw?
There's a film called Saw 3, and staff in Cambridge, Peterborough and Stevenage have alerted the ambulance, or the East Anglian Ambulance NHS Trust, because people have been running out screaming. I'm not really sure if that's a medical condition, or they in running that everyone's so out of shape that they're giving themselves coronaries or something.
Crikey.
You'd presume that it can't be that much different from Saw 2 and Saw 1.
Yeah.
And you'd think people who are going to see Saw 3 would have seen the other two, and they kind of know what to expect. They wouldn't be that shocked by it, but I don't know.
Or you think if you're the kind of person that didn't like horror films, perhaps not going
not
to see
it.
It.
Yeah. Who knows?
All the more shocking.
Good publicity for the film Saw, though.
Yeah.
Saw 3.
Which I'm not going to go and see.
I mean, we wouldn't have heard of it otherwise.
Yeah. No. Nicole Kidman, her friends are worried because her husband's gone into rehab, and, you know, she apparently thought that marriage would save him, but no, they don't know if she's going to stand by him. They've been married about 10 minutes.
This is the thing, isn't it? You know, you get together with somebody because you like them, but because you're going to try and change them.
Well, that's something that she's not learned. I mean, she thought Tom Cruise. She thought she could make him taller, straight, yeah, and less weird. That didn't work.
Less scientologically.
This lawyer that got murdered, bit of a twinkle in his eye. It's a shame.
That's awful.
So awful. I'd say he's quite.
This woman here, Helen Norman, she's wearing her brown pants. She looks a lot fatter, I think, than Kate Moss does.
Yeah.
She's apparently perfect size 12, and she's the model for La Senza. Not that they'd actually put a picture of her in their shops because she's too fat for a model, but she's the right proportion, so they get her to try on their bras, usually that have a Mr. Man or a Pink Panther on, because the Senza bras are all horrible
and fall apart.
Yeah, and she's the perfect
after they get ripped off.
34B, but it's, I mean, that's surprising. You look at her, and I'm not saying she's fat particularly, but if you compare her to Kate Moss, which I will now do,
compared to Mila Jovovich, who's in the paper today,
she's very skinny.
She's a size 00, triple 00.
Really,
and she's
there we go. I'm comparing Kate Moss and Helen Norman. Yeah, there's a big difference, and she's a size 12, which is, you know, a fairly good size to be, I'd say.
But which would you rather look like?
Kate Moss.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, because I'm one to always say, oh, why do models have to be, like, stick thin, wafer thin? And then when you do see a model who's a size 14 or 16, Sophie Dahl, for example, what happened? She just lost a load of weight and became
size 0.
Okay.
But you don't see her anymore, though. She's skinny.
She's writing stories in The Guardian on Saturday now.
Is she?
She does a little short story.
So.
She's just like Roald Dahl. No, not sadly not. They're usually about a model who sees a rat or something like that. Less good.
This model, anyway, she...
Is that Mila Jovovich?
Yeah. She's so thin she can't have a baby now.
How old is she?
She's 30.
She's not. Surely she's older than that.
So she's going to gain weight.
She's 30.
She's going to gain weight.
I'd love to have a baby, and I think the other thing stopping me is my active lifestyle. Oh.
So if she puts on weight, she'll become fertile.
Take a year off and eat some food. Boom, it'll happen. My body won't let me get pregnant now because it knows it wouldn't be in a healthy environment.
She's like the reverse of me.
That's just rubbish, though, isn't it?
She's the reverse of me.
Loads of
you keep getting pregnant by mistake.
No, but she's going to have to put on weight to get more fertile and have a child. Mm. Whereas I'm fat, so if I lose weight,
I
would increase my chances.
Are you fertile?
No, but because I'm fat,
so you're fat and infertile.
I have no pulling chances.
Many useless, aren't
they? God. So, here's one who's not useless. So Cliff Richard. Good news is, new Christmas single. Brilliant.
Right, what's it about?
It's going to be called A 21st Century Christmas. a great one to release in 2006. He said he was going to give up making singles because he doesn't want to go to all the effort of putting something together if people won't even give it a chance. Now, I think Cliff is underestimating himself here because I've got Cliff single What Car on my MP3 player. And
that's amazing. That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What Car?
What? Yeah. I listen to that quite regularly. It's very, very good. So I think he should do more singles. So anyway, we're going to see what happens. Whether Cliff's going to get all in bitters because radio stations won't play 21st Century Christmas. That's what the trick is, to do a good song. People will buy it.
But there used to be less Christmas singles, and there'd be like a handful of them, and now there's about 100.
Well, there's all that sort of X Factor rubbish. But yeah. Well, I mean, you've been watching the X Factor, haven't you? Apparently, it's terrible.
Who said it's terrible?
I just read it in the paper, said it was rubbish, and you should watch Strictly Come Dancing instead.
I like the X Factor, and I watched it.
Would you say the standard of act was going down?
No, I think
people's
like,
voting has become more
comical. You know, it's the same as usual, there's like 3-2-1 and the rest are a bit ropey. Do you watch it?
I used to watch American Idol, which was great, and the standard was probably higher than the British. Fantasia, who had a nice name. Nice names always appeal to me whether they can sing or not. She's good.
Oh, was it an actual woman called Fantasia?
Fantasia Burrito.
Wow.
Was that a real name?
Burrito. It's a real name.
Burrito.
No.
I'm out of news now. And then I'm looking in the sports pages, but
Helen Mills McCartney.
What's she up to now?
Smirking. Walking down the street, smirking with a...
How dare she? Is she with a lawyer?
Yeah. I think we might be holding hands.
Really?
Yeah. That's,
He's the lawyer, Anthony Julius, who defended the divorce trials with Princess Diana. He represented Princess Diana.
Yeah, but she was dead.
Before she was dead.
It was before she was dead, yeah.
That's why she got divorced, because she was alive.
When? How much money did she get?
I don't know.
Not for her funeral expenses, I guess.
Pascal's funeral. Fish oil can help children with severe behavioural problems manage angry outbursts.
Interesting that story, because if a parent forces I don't know if you're forced to have cod liver oil when you're a child, and your mother says you must drink this rubbish because it's good for you. Mm-hmm. Well, by the very fact of you doing what your parent tells you to do, which is to drink something that tastes disgusting, you're going to be more kind of well behaved. So perhaps there's something in that.
But you don't need
children
to
stuff they don't like.
You can have it.
You've got
I've got some here.
I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Is there a replacement? Do you know if there's something vegetarians can take?
Omega 3 and 6.
Same thing. That looks disgusting.
Blimey.
That looks like a suppository. It's an enormous black.
Suppositories are twice the length and slightly
maybe
thicker.
Maybe for you.
And rocket shaped. Actually, I almost did one on the weekend because I'm bored. But I didn't. I've not got many left.
Bradford and Bingley, they closed at 462 last night, up 1.125.
Sell. I think you should sell.
On the subject of financial news, the financial correspondent of this paper that I have in front of me, his name is Niels Prattley, and he talks about liquid assets. That's it.
Liquid assets.
Hello? Come on. We're going to have to wrap up soon.
Liam Gallagher went trick-or-treating with his kids. They were dressed as ghosts.
They're not. I reckon they bought those costumes. I don't think Liam made them for him.
No, I don't think he did either. Mm. What would you do though if he knocked on your door?
What, to trick-or-treat?
Yeah.
There you have a laugh, aren't you? Get your own sweets.
Yes.
Actually, I've given my
copy
to Miniature Dime Bars. I'd probably give
them
to
Miniature Dime Bars. I give them my Oasis album.
So ooh,
harsh. You can have that. I don't even know why I've got it, to be honest. I certainly didn't buy it.
An All Saints album.
Cutting.
And then him going knocking on my door.
And you know little Guy Ritchie? Oh, and he's got his new black baby.
Yeah.
He has said it's exhausting. Any parent will tell you. But also the best feeling in the world.
Oh, he's spoken out then.
He's spoken out. Do you think he wanted it? Do you think he, do you think he regrets it?
I think he's pretty firmly under the thumb, isn't he? Like, imagine.
What would you do if, like, if you were married to Madonna? She said, I want a baby now. Get me a baby. Well, what would you do?
Like Veruca Salt in China and Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's like.
Mm. Yeah, what would you do to try and curtail her?
What happened to Veruca Salt in Willy Wonka? Did she go giant purple?
She got eaten by the squirrels, didn't she?
She was a bad...
That's Violet Beauregard, you went purple.
Sorry, you're right.
She was a bad egg.
She got eaten by squirrels in... In the recent version. Well, not eaten, but she went down the rubbish chute, I think, with the squirrels. And then she was a bad egg in during the musical version.
That's what I do, I feed it to the squirrels.
I want it all! Did that song, didn't she? I want it now!
Can I give you some more silly names from the paper?
Yes, please!
Right, well, there's some, in the letters pages. Cyril Brace Girdle, as I said. John Horn. Mr. Horn. And my favourite is a birthday. You can guess his age, but he's a Conservative MP, and his name's Jeremy Hunt.
No relation?
No.
Is he 53?
Lower.
Oh, what's he look like?
He's a Tory MP.
Is he single?
Yeah, we like him.
He doesn't say in the birthdays when he's single. He's 40.
Doesn't matter with him, does it?
40? He's not bad. Keep an eye out for Jeremy Hunt. Who's that young man?
It's Mr. Bradley Pitt.
He's wearing his pants in the rain.
Holding a gun.
And wearing socks.
Now, give us the man's view on that.
I think it's a Walter PPK. That's the man's view on it.
Look at the body.
He's wearing his socks. That's not a man's view. It's probably a woman's view. But
would you rather he was wearing socks or he'd taken his socks off but had the sock mark? Which would be more off-putting?
See, I don't mind a pair of socks, although I quite like feet. You hate feet.
I hate feet. I'd rather he's wearing socks.
I don't like the sock mark, to be honest. It would bother me. I'm not interested in Brad Pitt, to be honest. Naked.
Well, he's not interested in you, so that's just as well.
But I don't go putting myself in his local paper, saying, look at me. So, you know, I don't think that's fair.
Alright, this is probably our longest news box ever.
Really?
We should wrap up.
Quick. What do you think?
I think he looks very nice indeed.
Would you?
Yes. Brad Pitt.
Well, he wouldn't. He says no offence. I'm married to Angelina Jolie.
He is a MySpace friend of Zippy's, mine.
Oh,
and
really?
So I could actually send him a link to Newspox.
Is it the real Vincent. Brad Pitt?
Ooh.
I wonder how many Brad Pitts there are on MySpace.
If we befriend them all, one of them. We're bound to strike in the just a final thought. If you go for drinks with a sparkling Italian and finish up in bed within 10 minutes, don't expect a relationship the next day.
Okay.
I had to do it quickly because we've no time.
Seems fair enough. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Jeff Hunt, for being Zippy.
Do Zippy.
Goodbye!